Unit 9, Gangas of Talcad, Society and Cultural Condition. Page 12, Unit 9, Gangas of Talcad, Society and Cultural Conditions. Structure 9.0, Objectives 9.1, Introduction 9.2, Social Conditions 9.2.1, Caste System 9.2.2, Family 9.2.3, Position of Women 9.2.4, Marriage, Food, Dress and Amusements 9.3, Cultural Life 9.3.1, Religious Condition, Jainism, Buddhism and Vedic Religion 9.4, Literature 9.5, Art and Architecture 9.6, To sum up 9.7, Questions for Self-Study 9.8, Books for Further Study 9.0, Objectives. The purpose of this unit is to introduce you the social formation and cultural conditions of Gangas of Talcad. After acquainting yourself with this book, you are able to learn the following. Caste or Varna system was the bedrock of Vedic social organization. Brahmins followed by the Jains enjoyed high social status in the society. Family and marriage institutions became strong social factors in molding the character of the people on the Vedic model. Ganga rulers were great patrons of Vedic and Jaina religious sects, and Buddhism was on decline under the Gangas. Sanskrit, Prakrit and Kannada languages received royal patronage. Shiva Vaishnava temples and Jain basadis were built under the Gangas of Talcad. Page 13, 9.1, Introduction. The social conditions of the people under the Gangas are to be sketched on the assumption that the Hindu social organization continued to be functioned on the basis of caste system, which existed from early times. Besides the structure of the family, the position of women, their education and training, marriage and occupation, food and dress, games and amusements, fairs and festivals, court life and social customs of both Hindus and Jains must be traced. Different religious sects and their cultural contribution has to be studied. Caste system was the basis of the social order under the Gangas. The caste of an individual was determined by the profession he adopted. In theory, there were four castes, but in practice, each caste was further divided into innumerable sub-castes. In towns, people belonging to different castes lived in separate localities. North Indian Varna model is quite insufficient to understand the social formation in South India, including under the Gangas of Talcad. 9.2, Social Condition. 9.2.1, Caste System. The Brahmins occupied the most respected place in the society. Their main profession was priesthood and literary pursuits. They were well informed and very resourceful. They lived on voluntary grants and on gifts from kings and the people. They were well versed in Puranas, Shastras, Agamas, Sanskrits, Upanishads, Vedas, astrology, grammar and all other learnings known to the ancients. They led a simple life in separate localities of their own known as Agraharas. Intercaste marriage and interdining was very rare. Their presence was required in all important social, economic and religious functions. They were privileged class enjoying exemption from punishment, payment from certain taxes, and trial by ordeal. Next to Brahmins, Jaina social group enjoyed equal status and privileges in society. If enjoyed wide political patronage under the Gangas of Talcad. In the absence have hereditary Kshatriya caste, Brahmins and Jains formed into a governing class under the Gangas and enjoyed political and military power. The Vaishya as a Varna category is not represented till the medieval times, when traders and commercially important groups such as Shettis, Banagigas and Komatiga came to be designated as Vaishyas. These groups occupied the third place in the social hierarchy. Their main profession was commerce, trade and agriculture, which made them acquire a large amount of money. They organized themselves into a guild system. The last social group included all those who did not belong to the first three groups or castes. They formed the bulk of the population. They engaged in all kinds of productive works and manual labor. They suffered certain restrictions, such as the prevention from reciting Vedas and from owning any property. Page 14. Apart from these four traditional theoretical classes, there were many artisan classes. The artisans and craftsmen formed their own guilds. The engravers, the sculptors, carpenters, potters, weavers, goldsmiths, blacksmiths, idol makers, barbers, washermen, fisherfolk, chandals, oilmongers, tailors, shepherds, bedas, all these social or functional groups which was reality in the social formation under the Gangas. Their social status was low. 9.2.2 Family. The most important feature of the family life in India from the Vedic times is the joint family system. The family accepted the headship of father. It was a patriarchal system in which women, although enjoyed a position of authority and respect, were not given equal status. Family was an important center for molding the character and culture of the members. It offered everyone social training. Besides looking after the needs of food, clothing, education, medical treatments, and shaping the character, the joint family has survived for the long time in India is clear proof that it had sufficient strength in it. During the Ganga period, joint family appears to have been the order of the day. 9.2.3 Position of women. Women enjoyed a respectable place in society. Harmony, unity, and concord of the family depended entirely on the attitude of women folk. As mother, she was responsible for bringing up the children, and as the lady of the house, she was in charge of the entire management of household. Neither feasts nor festivals nor rituals were ever complete without them. Among upper castes, they discharged even administrative duties. During the Ganga period, Kanchi Abbe, wife of Dugamara, the ruler, was the governor of a province. A few were accomplished in several fine arts such as dancing, music, and painting. One of the Ganga queens, Savi Abbe, accompanied her husband to battlefield and fell fighting at his side. Princesses received good education in literature, fine arts, medicine, dharma shastras, science of warfare, and philosophy. A few of them made a mark of distinction. Many of Jaina women patronized great poets like Ranna, Ponna, and others. Women of middle classes of Kulastri devoted their time for house management, devotion to husband, proper care of children, services to elder, and observance of age-old social and religious customs and practices. Women of agricultural class had to work in the field. The third category of women was called Bhogastri, were attached to the king's court and temples. They were proficient in music and dancing. Devadasis were servants of God, were permanently attached to the temple. Formal education was not considered necessary for women. They were given some training in arts such as cooking, dancing, singing, doll making, and so on. Lower sections of society engaged their women in such work as basket making, mat making, oil pressing, marketing, grazing, and working in the field. Page 15, 9.2.4 Marriage, food, dress, and amusement. Regarding marriage system, it involved elaborate ceremonies. Monogamy was generally in vogue. Polygamy was not uncommon. Only the royal family and aristocracy practiced polygamy. The Ganga kings such as Sri Purusha, Bhutuga, and others had more than one queens. Early marriage was common. Kanyadana was the most popular type of marriage. Swayamvara is also not unheard. Shivamara the first got married through this custom. Marriage and royal family were sometimes dynastic in character. Madhava the third was got married, the daughter of the Kadamba king, Kukustavarman. Intercaste marriages were very rare. The giving dowry was prevalent among the rich class. Sati was in vogue, as we find large number of Sati stones. Widows could not marry again among the ritual superior classes, but among the lower class, widow remarriage was practiced. women were not observing any seclusion. On the whole, during the Ganga period, the position of women in Karnataka was one of respect and regard. The food habits depended upon the cultivation of crops. Rice, corn, grains, beans and other kinds of vegetables formed the staple food. Pulses were used for both human food and animal food. Paddy, maize, ragi, sesame, ghee, milk, curds, butter, coconut, plantain, pepper, jaggery, spice and fruits are mentioned in the Ganga inscriptions. The upper class, particularly the Brahmins and Jains, were vegetarian. But the bulk of the population ate meat and ragi, although they were not mentioned in the inscription. Drunkenness was common. The poor and the rich all chewed betel leaf along with recount. Some of the sweets mentioned in the record are holige, laddu and sikarane. Regarding dress and ornaments, people wear scanty dress but loud ornaments. Two pieces of cloth were sufficient to cover the male body, one being a loincloth, another an upper garment. Upper classes used fine cloth and silk. Brocades of a very high quality were used by women folk of aristocratic families. The dancing girls and courtesans wear breeches and very costly and gorgeous dress and used perfumes and flowers, besides saffron or music, sandalwood, camphor, scented flowers and so on. Metals used for ornaments varied according to the status. The upper classes used gold, pearls, diamonds, rubies and soon, and the lower classes used beads, ivory and brass. The jewelry included earring, girdles, finger rings, waist belt, nose screw and others. Page 16. As far as games and amusements of the people is concerned, is also varied from class to class, age to age and sex. Wrestling was popular besides dueling, hunting, horse riding, animal fights and acrobats. For common man, fairs and festivals offered great amusement, where snake charms, cockfight, ram fight and bullfight were common. Jiggers, music performers, gamblery, circus and those who had trained bulls, fierce and monkeys amused the people. Upper class or members of ruling class enjoyed horse races, chariot races, bull races, dances, music, drama and poetic contests. Festivals were a part of both religious and secular activities. Rama Navami, Shivaratri, Gauri, Deepavali, Purnima Kartika, Shankranti, Okali, Durga Puja and so on were important festivals. Regarding court life, the king's court was also a center of social life. The cultural life included music, dance, play and other entertainment. The king used to hold an imposing public court. Bhuchala Devi was a perfect dancer who attracted Ganga Paramadhi by her dance and title of Patra Rajagada Dole, or the head of the world of dancers. 9.3 Cultural life. 9.3.1 Religious conditions. Jainism, Buddhism and Vedic religion. Jainism and Vedic religion enjoyed Ganga's royal patronage. Jainism entered Karnataka well before the Christian era. They have left a deep impress on the polity, art and letters of Karnataka for several centuries. Indeed, Karnataka owes its earliest literary creations to Jaina writers and scholars. It influenced prince and the people alike. The earliest political influence of Jaina Dharma is evidenced by the establishment of a kingdom in Gangavadi in the southern part of Karnataka. It is stated that something in the 4th century AD, two princes of the Ganga family, Dadiga and Madhava, were influenced by Jaina. Acharya Simha Nandi initiated one of them in the Jaina doctrine and supported them in founding the Ganga kingdom. Rice thinks that there must have been a considerable Jaina element in the population of Karnataka at the time of establishing Ganga kingdom. The Ganga rulers, except in a few cases, bestowed royal patronage on Jaina for centuries after Kongani Varma or Madhava the First. King Tadangala Madhava granted land in a village for a temple in Pirbhole. Avinita and Durvinita were devout Jain monarchs. Rice asserts that the celebrated Jaina grammarian Pujyapada was their spiritual teacher. King Shivamar II built the Basadi on the hills of Shravanabelagola. Buddhism was not as popular as Jainism under the Gangas of Talcott. We have one or two references to existence of Buddhism. An inscription relating to Tadangala Madhava or Madhava I of the Ganga dynasty mentions his land gift to a Buddhist monastery and employs an expressions like Sasana Buddha Satava and Sakyasila. The exact significance of the latter expression is obscure, although there is current conjecture that it denotes a Buddhist boundary stone. Another inscription dated 430 AD from Talcott on the banks of the Kaveri in Mysore records the victory of a certain Madhava over a Buddhist controversialist known as Vadi Madaga Jaindra and the subsequent award of the title Vidhiba Simha to the victorious Madhava by the king. Page 17. These evidences throw light as the flickering light of Buddhism under the Gangas of Talcott. But here and there protagonists of the Sakyas creed still survived, but it is on the wane. Ganga kings extended equal patronage to Vedic religion. Some of the kings found worshipping the Vedic and Puranic gods like Indra, Vishnu and Shiva. We find a number of Shiva and Vishnu temples were built by the Ganga kings. The kings did not practice religious bigotry. They were magnanimous in extending patronage to all religions. Their inscriptions speak of several grants made to both Jains and Brahmins. Shrines were erected both for Jain and Vedic gods by the Ganga kings. Ganga king Vishnu Gopa, 410 to 430 AD, was a worshipper of Vishnu. Avinita was also devoted to the worship of Hara, for plates mention him as Hara Charana Ravinda Paranipata, falling down and offering obeisance to the lotus feet of Hara. Durvinita was the upholder of Vedic Dharma. He adopted a liberal policy towards all faith, Shaivism, Vaishnavism and Jainism. Rajamalla II was a devout Jain but endowed grants on Brahmins as well. He made a grant for renovation of Ishwara temple in Alur village. Thus many rulers of Ganga dynasty extended equal patronage to Vedic sects as well as Jainism. 9.4. Literature. Literature attained remarkable progress under the Gangas. Sanskrit, Prakrit and Kannada received great encouragement from the rulers. Many of the Ganga rulers themselves were authors of monumental works. Durvinita himself, a scholar, patronized literature. The celebrated Sanskrit poet Bharavi stayed for some time in the court of Durvinita. Durvinita was the author of commentary on the 15th sarga of Bharavi's Kiratarjunya. He also wrote Sabdavatara, a grammar work. He also translated into Sanskrit Gunadhyas Brihatkatha. Sri Purusha wrote Gaja Sutra, which described the method of capturing and taming elephants. Shivamara II wrote Gaja Sataka in Kannada. He was also the author of a work called Setu Bandhana. Chamunda Raya, the minister of Rajamalla IV, wrote the Chamunda Raya Purana in Kannada, which deals with 24 Tirthankaras. Thus, literature and men of letters enjoyed the patronage of Ganga kings, who were themselves learned men. 9.5. Art and Architecture. Art and architecture formed an important element in the moral and religious life of the people under the Gangas. Page 18. It has been rightly said that everything good and great in Karnataka has gone into the construction of a temple. The Ganga period was the formative age when the highest form of temple architecture was evolved. The Gangas constructed both Hindu and Jain temples. Madhava I, the founder of the dynasty, established on the hills of Mandali in Shimoga district a wooden basadi. Harivarma built Mulasthaneshwara temple. Another Ganga monarch, Madhava II, constructed Kodandarama temple. Avinita is credited with the construction of Vinateshwara temple. At Mane there is Kapileshwara temple built in the 8th century. It had Navaranga hall with good pillars, pierced windows, ornamental creepers and dancing figures in various postures. Another temple of the same place and period is Someshwara temple, which is built in bricks. Yet another temple was Arkeshwara temple at Vijayapura, which received the grants from Ereyappa. Among the most important temples that are standing today are the Rameshwara temple at Narasamangala in Chamrajnagar Taluk. Deserves great attention. It contains a Garbhagriha, Sukanasi, Navaranga, a Shikara and Vimana. Its Vimana resembles that of the Dharmaraja Rathas of Mahamallapuram. This indicates Pallava influence. Its basement, round conical pilasters, yakshas, yakshi, row of lions, horses, makars, headed fish. The caves and the horseshoe-shaped Kirti Makar show the advanced skill of the Ganga architects. Its Navaranga doorway resembles that of early Chalukyan doorway. The figures of Dwarapalakas, yakshas, lions, yatis, monkeys, and swans are beautifully carved. The Bhoganandi temple of the Ganga period is also equally important. It is a Nandi built in the 9th century by the Queen Ratnavali, wife of Bana Vidyadhara. It is a Shiva temple with a Garbhagriha, Sukanasi, Navaranga. It is famous for its sculptural workmanship. It contains figures of elephants, lions, dwarves, yakshas, besides a number of deities such as Indra, Tandeshwara, Mahasasura Mardini, Lakshmi Narayana and Kumaraswami. The Rameshwara temple near Mulbagal is simple in design with plain cornices, lions and caves. The Narayana Swami temple near Suttur consists of an image of Vardaraja. The Sangameshwara and Hanumeshwara temple at Sindhagatta, Krishnaraja Taluk belongs to Ganga period. The Ganga temple of Maraleshwara, Arakeshwara, Pataleshwara and Mahalingeshwara were found in Talkad. The Gangas built temples as far as Tiruchinapalli in Tamil Nadu, where Koranganta temple stands at Srinivasanallur. Another Mahimaleshwara is at Erode in Coimbatore district. The Mahalingeshwara temple at Varuna near Mysore is interesting from sculptured points of view. There is a group of Sapta Matrikas and a figure Mahasasura Maradini. There is a beautiful frieze of Puranic panels. The doorways are richly carved and ornamented with creeper scrolls. This temple is unique in presenting us today the salient features of Ganga architecture. Page 19. The Kaleshwara temple at Aralaguppe in Tumkur district is very noteworthy, particularly for its central ceiling, which is having marvelous sculpture. It consists of the figures of Shiva and Astadikapalakas, which are beautifully executed. The Deseswara temple in Alur is yet another Ganga temple. The Ganga temples built towards the decline of the power could be seen in the village of Kodhali. And these temples are Yoga Narasimha and Dadigeshwara temples. Their central ceiling is beautifully carved. A few other Ganga temples are Pataleshwara temple near Talkad, Narasimha temple at Kanchi, a stone temple at Tailur, and Nageshwara temple at Begur. Thus the Gangas built numerous Shiva and Vaishnava temples, which speaks their spirit of tolerance and liberality. We find equal number of Jaina monuments under the Gangas. They built a number of Jaina basadis, stambas, cave temples and statues of Jaina Tirthankaras. Most of Jaina basadis center around the two hillocks known as Vindhyagiri and Chandragiri in Shravanabelagola. The architectural style is Dravidian. There are 13 temples here and they too have a Garbhagriha, a Sukanasi, and a Navaranga, Among these that belong to Ganga period are Chandraprabha Basadi of Shivamara II, Iruve Brahmadeva Basadi and Chamundaraya Basadi. The Jaina Basadi sometimes consists of more than one shrine, and they are called Tirkuta Chala, Chaturkuta, and Panchakuta Basadis. The Chandraprabha Basadi is a beautiful structure with a Garbhagriha, Sukhanasi, and a Navaranga. It is dedicated to Chandraprabha, the 8th Tirthankara. The most important Jaina temples of this period is Chamundaraya Basadi, which is one of the largest temples in the area and also unique in respect of style and decorative art. It was built by Chamundaraya, the famous Ganga minister and general. It is built entirely of granite. It is dedicated to Niminatha, 22nd Tirthankara. The other figures are Shravana, Kushmavadini, Yaksha and Yakshi. It has pilaster, rich Vimana, Arkdamantapa, Mahamantapa, Upadita, Shikara, Garbhagriha, Sukhanasi and Navaranga. Another important basadi is seen at Nagamangala. It is Panchakuta Basadi. This is oldest Jaina basadi standing today. The Adhinatha Basadi contains sculpture. The Jains excavated cave temples also for their ascetics. Rajamalla I built a cave temple at Vilimalla in Chittor district. On the Gopinatha hill at Nandi, there is a cave which appears to have been used as a shrine by the Jains. Thus, the architectural style of the Jains is not much different from the Hindu and Dravidian style of architecture. The most important of all Jaina contributions to art is the Gomteshwara statue at Shravana Belagola. It is installed on the hill variously known as Dodda Betta or Indragiri or Vindhyagiri. It is 3,347 feet above the sea level and about 470 feet above the plain at its foot. A flight of about 500 steps cut in the granite rock leads to the summit of the hill, upon which stands an open court surrounded by a corridor containing cells, each enshrining a Jaina or other figure. In the center of the court stands the colossal statue of Gomteshwara, about 57 feet high. Page 20. The image is made and stands erect facing north. The face is a remarkable one with a serene expression. The hair is curled in short spiral ringlets all over the head. The ears are long and large. The shoulders are broad. The arms long straight down. The thumbs turned downwards. The waist small. The legs from the knee downward are somewhat dwarfed. An anthill surrounds the lower portion of the limbs, from which merges serpents and a climbing plant twig. They terminate at the upper part of the arm in a cluster of berries or flowers. The pedestal is designed as an open lotus. The face is remarkable, elegant, graceful, serene and perfect. It was Chamundaraya who caused this statue to be erected between 974 to 984 AD. It is a perfect example of a sculptor's art for boldness of design and perfection of execution. Professor B. Sheikh Ali rightly points that a statue is an indication of man's victory over his karma. Thus, Ganga art is remarkable in every sense of term, and it has contributed much to the mainstream of Indian culture. 9.5. To sum up. In this unit, we have tried to bring to your knowledge the social formation and cultural achievements of the Gangas of Talcott. We have discussed the inadequacies of the Varna system to explain the social formula of different social categories in society. Brahmins and 18 functional or professional groups are found to be the social realities of South Indian society, even under the Gangas of Talcott also. Brahmins and Jains appear to have enjoyed light ritual status in society. The rest of the social groups formed into a working class who have contributed for the material well-being of the society. We have also touched upon the important part played by the joint family systems, different types of marriages, positions of different categories of women, food and dress, their games and amusements under the Gangas of Talcott. Finally, we have pointed out the cultural contribution of Gangas, particularly in the field of art and architecture, literature, and also their liberal patronage extended to Hindu sects and Jaina religion. Page 21, 9.7. Questions for self-study. Number 1. Describe the social and religious life under the Gangas of Talcott. Number 2. Assess the contribution of Gangas to art and literature. Number 3. Evaluate the cultural contribution of Gangas of Talcott. 9.8. Books for further study. Number 1. B. Sheikh Ali, History of the Western Gangas of Talcott. Number 2. H. V. Krishna Rao, History of the Gangas of Talcott. Number 3. P. B. Desai, A History of Karnataka. Number 4. T. V. Mahalingam, South Indian Polity. Number 5. Karashima N., South Indian History and Society. Number 6. M. G. S. Narayana, Reinterpretations in South Indian History. Number 7. Shivanna, Rashtrakuta's Relations with Gangas of Talcott.